Hey, folks, welcome back to another edition of Community Focus right here on WPGC 95.5. I'm your host, News Affairs Director Guy Lambert. So glad you're joining us this morning. And as is always the case, boy, do we have a great show lined up for you. Going to get to that in just one second. Before we do so, need to remind you that the comments and opinions expressed during the course of this program are not necessarily the views of WPGC Radio nor CBS Broadcasting. Well, it's no secret. When it comes to living in the D.C. area, you know by now that you can pretty much visit any part of the area while on foot. Better yet, maybe you'll take a bicycle or use mass transit. The bottom line is that, well, the D.C. area is pedestrian-friendly. The question is, how can we make it more safe? I'm pleased to say that I'm joined during this segment by Mr. Jeff Dunkel. Mr. Dunkel is the Montgomery County Pedestrian Safety Coordinator within the Department of Transportation. Just recently, well, they've kicked off a series of campaigns to bring more awareness to pedestrian safety. And as I said, he's kind enough to join us this morning. So, Mr. Dunkel, truly a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. Great to be here today.
So glad that you're here today. Wish I could say we're talking about a lot of positive. I guess we are, but, well, to a certain extent, we're not. And that is, we're talking about pedestrian safety. For folks that are meeting you for the first time on the radio or that are really thinking about pedestrian safety for the first time, how big of an issue is pedestrian safety right here in the D.C. area?
Well, pedestrian safety has been a huge issue in the region, Guy, for over 10, 12, 15 years now. And the reason is because as traffic has increased and we've had more people out walking about, we've had in the past an escalation of pedestrian collisions and pedestrian fatalities. And in fact, nearly 30% of all traffic fatalities are pedestrians.
Really?
And that's because they're so vulnerable. If you think about it, when a pedestrian comes, you know, face-to-face with a car, hit by a car, you know, a one-ton vehicle hitting a pedestrian, it's a no-brainer. The pedestrian is going to be on the losing end of that collision.
As I stated earlier, not to cut you off, but you are based in Montgomery County. I'm thinking of two recent incidents that come to mind in regard to a pedestrian being hit by a car. The first being, I believe, an elderly woman in a parking lot. And then I remember a couple of months ago, there was a woman walking across the street. I can't remember what road it happened to be, but she was struck and killed by a car as well. And I got to tell you, police clamped down to try to find that person that hit her. I'm not sure if they ever did, but what an amazing effort to really put a stop to that.
Yeah. Well, it's these types of tragedies that really, really focus us and make us realize what an important issue this is. As you mentioned, the elderly woman that was just hit in a parking lot just last Sunday in Montgomery County, walking to the grocery store, you know, trying to carry out her everyday life, and she was rolled over by an SUV right in front of the store.
Wow.
And unfortunately, she did not make it. And that's a really important example, though, of the problem that we just revealed in Montgomery County. We were really surprised in our analysis of our data, pedestrian collisions, at this point, nearly 30% of our collisions are happening in parking lots in Montgomery County. And in fact, we had a slight uptick we've been very successful. You mentioned good news, bad news, or the serious news about
right.
this. The good news is we've had some success in reducing pedestrian collisions and fatalities in Montgomery County. But actually, in 2012, we had a slight uptick of collisions, and it was all attributable to parking lots. We had an increase of 23 collisions, and we had an increase of 31 collisions in parking lots. We were really surprised by that, but more importantly, we found out that many of those collisions, 19% of those, were actually serious collisions where they were incapacitating injuries or fatalities, as illustrated by the tragedy last Sunday. So we know we have an issue in parking lots, and we want to get the word out to people that when you're in these parking lots and there's cars turning, backing up, you know, it's not always clear, you know, when you're supposed to stop. There's sometimes very crowded environments. Those can be danger zones, and it's very, very important for pedestrians to be alert to the cars, and more importantly, the cars need to be looking out for the pedestrians, because if you hit somebody, especially if they're elderly, you could really, really do some serious damage or even kill them.
I would venture to say that if you were to take a poll, and well, most people would probably say, no, no issues in parking lots, but as you just stated, sir, that's really an issue.
It is, and it's one that we've become very aware of. I mean, we've had some success in Montgomery County by targeting resources on where we've had the highest concentrations of collisions. So we have what we call our high-incidence areas, where we target engineering, education, and enforcement efforts. And at those locations, we've realized a 45% reduction of pedestrian collisions. So we feel very good that those kind of targeted efforts have been successful. But to be honest with you, we didn't realize we had such a problem in parking lots until just this last spring. And so we are now targeting our efforts there, and we're going to be trying to address that issue. But I think it's important for people to keep in mind, especially, you know, in the summertime, people are out and about, you know, and, you know, getting home supplies and,
right,
and all,
right,
and getting ready for a barbecue. They need to be really watching out and looking out for each other. Also, Guy, I want to point out that this all fits very well into our Street Smart campaign for the region. As I mentioned, 30% of all traffic fatalities in the region are pedestrian fatalities. And the good news is that the efforts in the last several years have brought down the fatalities. And in fact, last year we had a record low number of fatalities in Montgomery County, and as well as, I believe, the District of Columbia as well. And we dropped to 70 pedestrian fatalities overall in 2012, which was showed some progress of the program. So, however, that being said, you know, we need to be mindful that this is a continuous issue. And we are concerned that we've had already in Montgomery County 11 pedestrian fatalities. And that's
this
of concern
year alone.
To us. Yes, as compared, wow, as compared to in 2012, we only had 6 in the entire year. So already we're almost double what we had last year, and we're only halfway through the year. So we are really mindful that we need to be ever vigilant, and people need to be continuing to look out for each other. And we think it's very important that the drivers are yielding to pedestrians in crosswalks, obeying speed limits. Speed has a huge impact, or, you know, no pun intended, has a huge,
right,
effect on whether people are killed in those collisions. And we are really encouraging the drivers to be particularly aware. Another interesting finding in Montgomery County is we used to find about a 50-50 split, you know, of pedestrians and drivers being found to be at fault in these collisions. There's been a shift in that. And we actually have nearly 60% of our collisions, the drivers are found to be at fault, which tells us that has really shifted here. We only had 35% of the time the pedestrians were at fault in 2012. So that's a change. And we think part of our education efforts with the Street Smart campaigns that we've been engaging in, as well as some of the enforcement actions, at least in Montgomery County, we've been issuing tickets to pedestrians as well as drivers, but focusing on the pedestrian issues up until now. And so we're hopeful that that's had a positive impact, but we're going to have to start focusing on drivers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about bringing awareness, and that's exactly what you all are doing. Of course, you made mention of the Street Smart program, but, well, just recently you embarked on a new creative campaign entitled Tired Faces. Tell me all about it.
Well, we were quite enthused about this campaign this year because we thought it really emphasized the vulnerability of pedestrians and bicyclists, and we didn't just reach that conclusion on our own. We actually did focus groups with groups of drivers who actually said, "Oh my God!" They were kind of hostile in the early going in the focus groups towards pedestrians, and when we rolled out this campaign and asked them for feedback, they were really, "Wow, these pedestrians are really vulnerable." And then when we asked them what might they do, you know, as a result of this campaign, their response was, "Slow down." Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, "Okay, this is a good campaign." We actually used local models from the Washington D.C. area, and we came up with this idea that, you know, there's serious consequences to you know, pedestrians or people being hurt in the event that they're struck by a car. And so the tire tracks across the face is a way to imply.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, they've been on the side of the several Metro buses as they've passed by. I was wondering what that was all about.
Yeah, this campaign, the Tired Faces, is basically those that have,
gotcha,
I'm sure most have seen it. There's a tire track across the face of a whole group of local models that we used with messages about how, you know, pedestrians don't come with airbags. Kids don't use turn signals. You know, these are the types of things with messages about, the penalties for jaywalking vary. That's one of my favorite, you know, and the idea is that use crosswalks, you know, that we're trying to, yeah, give them a message to walk away with. So, yeah, you will see these ads throughout the region. They've been there really since we launched this program back in April, and it will carry on through into the summer here. So.
We have a lot of moms and dads listening to this program right now. What are some of the things that they could, well, really talk to their children about so that they too can be safe while maybe playing on the sidewalk and or riding their bicycle?
That's a very good question, Guy, because one of our key issues is trying to come up with some messages that will keep people safe out there. And I will tell you, one of the biggest concerns we've had these last couple of years is this whole idea of not only distracted driving, but distracted walking. And we just had a whole education campaign at Seneca Valley High School this last year, and I was out for a couple of these events. We were on the street talking to kids as they walked up to these intersections. And you know, nearly every high school student that walked up to me had their iPod on, you know, they had their earbuds in,
I'm
and
guilty
they were,
as
and they
well.
Were listening. And, you know, and they weren't taking them out. They didn't want to take them out when they crossed the street. Now, I ask you, you know, would you close your eyes and plug your ears and walk across a busy roadway? No, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
But when you use some of these devices of iPods and, you know, MP3 players and all, and you're you know, wired in and you're totally oblivious to what's going on, or maybe you're texting your friend, you know, and really concerned about what they're saying back to you, you're not paying attention to the cars that could very well hit you if you weren't paying attention. So we're really trying to encourage the kids to be aware and take when you cross the street, take out the earbuds, you know,
yeah. And
so you see and you can hear what's going on. We also want to encourage people to establish eye contact. And the reason for that is because we know when kids are or pedestrians are establishing eye contact, they're looking at the cars and they're aware of where they are. And more importantly, you know, the drivers are actually establishing eye contact with the pedestrians, then we know that they've seen the pedestrian. So we're trying to encourage that. And that's been part of our visibility and awareness and trying to make people aware of each other campaign that we've had this last year. We called that the See Them, See You campaign.
I love it. Mr. Dunkel, we're going to have to wrap up here in just a second. Before we do so, folks looking for more information, as you stated, you know, as we both stated, parents want to find out more, want to talk to their children more about, well, the potential of them possibly being hit while on the road or walking on the sidewalk. Is there a telephone number one can call and or a website one could log on to?
Yeah, let me give you two websites. One is the Street Smart website, which is bestreetsmart.net. And that will give you the location, which will have links to a lot of different jurisdictional information. Also in Montgomery County, or anybody from the region can plug into our website. We have a pretty robust website that we've developed for our pedestrian safety program, and that would be at montgomerycountymd.gov/walk.
Before we go, would you encourage our area residents to walk? Is it pedestrian friendly, as I stated in the beginning of the interview, sir? Or are we okay to walk on the sidewalks?
Absolutely. But we say be alert, be aware, be cautious when you're walking, especially crossing the streets. Be sure to use the crosswalks. Be sure to walk with the signals and obey the pedestrian signals when you're crossing the street.
Very well said. Mr. Jeff Dunkel, once again, he is the Montgomery County Pedestrian Safety Coordinator within the Department of Transportation. Mr. Dunkel, truly a pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you very much, Guy.
All right, folks, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. More Community Focus coming up next, right here on WPGC 95.5.